Hello,
Hello.
hello. Okay. Trying to figure out what I got here. All my sheets. Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. Last time we learned was Wednesday. And I don't remember anymore. Where did we leave off? Someone can remind me where we left off? Anyone know?
We basically, oops, one time, we finished what we were doing, and we were supposed to start the Aman El Kohen Gadol. That's why we're,
We didn't start that yet?
no, we did not start Aman El Kohen Gadol. The
Okay.
Rebbe sent two sheets saying, it's for next week.
Okay. So let's start. Okay, I didn't know if we started or not. Okay, so let's do the Gemara. Gemara says, "We're starting the Gemara." Gemara says, "I'm only going Gadol. Kapasik v'tani, lo shna min anesuin v'lo shna min erizin. Bishna min anesuin esei v'lo sasei. Ve'ein esei dechelo sei vasei." Okay, so well, this is a little bit of a tangential sugya, but it gets into the essay sugya, which is part of your vomit. So before we get into really daf chaf, we're going to stop for a minute. The Gemara comes out that it's a davar pasha to the Gemara that an essay of Yibum would not be doicha the losa say the essay of marrying a almana. Of who from Minnesota. Why? Because she's allowed to say. Why she's allowed to say? Because she's an almana. By definition, she's an almana because the brother died, right? You don't have to be almana from a different husband. Just every yevama is an almana by definition. Plus, she's a beula because it's from the Nisuin. So there's a allowed to say and an assay because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Kiyim b'psudo me'am of yigaf, then he's supposed to, or the ksiv b'ash isha b'psudo yigaf, right, she says, okay, that there's an essay that he should marry a b'psudo. So therefore, it's a lo se va'asei, a lo se va'asei, an essay cannot be doich a lo se va'asei. An essay versus an essay is a whole shayin in the svarim. Many people say an essay can't be doich another essay. Many people say it's a standoff because you can do whatever you want. According to some Rishonim, essay versus an essay. So you have a, some people say Shavu'ot Da'aseh, which is what we very often say, we don't know what to do. And some Rishonim say you have a choice. But when it's an essay versus an essay and a los essay, so everybody agrees if the essay versus the essay is a standoff, and then you have a los essay, so that's Machria. So therefore, the essay and the los essay definitely beat an essay. So that's the Gemara. That's Pashup Shad Gemara. The problem here is that this essay of Besuda is a strange essay. Why is it a strange essay? So that was I sent you, Rav. I sent the what's his name? I sent Rav Yosef Farber, right? That was the, I think the Ein Yosef. The Ein Yosef is Rav Yosef Farber. Anyone know who Rav Yosef Farber was? Old Chafetz Chaim people? No? Rabbi May, you know Rabbi Yosef Farber? You even
About
know?
time. Yeah. Too many yeshiva before, after the double is your nifter, right?
Yes, Rav Yosef Farber was the one of the Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Rosh Yeshivas. There was in Sarbaka, everything was called Yisrael. So the basic Kodah was Beis Yisrael, the Yeshiva was Knesset Yisrael, and the high school division was called Or Yisrael. The elementary school division was called Yisoid Yisrael. So the high school division was Or Yisrael. So one of the most famous Rosh Yeshivas of the high school division was the Divrei Yecheskel. That was when the Yeshivas of the high school division. But his co-Rosh Yeshiva, I don't know who was in charge, I'm not sure, was Rav Yosef Farber. Rav Yosef Farber was one of the Rosh Yeshivas of the high school division of Sabaka. He happened to be, because he was married the Alter's granddaughter, but probably the Alter made the Shidduch, he married him to his granddaughter. And the Alter's granddaughter happened to be Rav Plashinsky's sister, because Rav Plashinsky was a grandson of the Alter. Notwithstanding the fact that he had nothing to do with Sabaka so much, he did learn in Sabaka a little bit, but then he learned by his uncle in the Mir, mostly Rav Plashinsky. But the Plashinsky was the Alter's grandson. So his sister, probably the Alter was a Shatzman, I assume. So the Alter, his sister married this Rav Yosef Farber. So the Rav Yosef Farber apparently survived the war, probably came over when they went to Hebron, and he became the Rosh Yeshiva so Baka started the first yeshiva out of Yerushalayim, was started not in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak was later, was started in Tel Aviv, called, I think, Heichal HaTalmud, I think it was called. Yeah. And that was started by the Talmidim of the Alter. And he became the Rosh Yeshiva of that yeshiva. I don't know if he was the original Rosh Yeshiva, but he was at some point, for sure, he became the head Rosh Yeshiva. Maybe he was the original Rosh Yeshiva, I don't know, of that yeshiva. Heichal HaTalmud. It was, I once went, when the yeshiva was in Israel in 70, whatever it was, 78, we went down to Heichal HaTalmud to visit. It was in the middle of a terrible neighborhood, all not Jewish people living in that neighborhood. Like one, like you go to the slums in New York. It was an old neighborhood. But it was, anyway, he was Rosh Yeshiva. I didn't meet him. But his Rebbetzin was Maruch Yamin very much. My first year when I came to Israel, Rebbetzin Farber came to visit Rosh Yeshiva, and I was there, and she took out a stack of pictures from her purse to show Rosh Yeshiva from Sabaka, and Rebbetzin Leibowitz kicked me out of the room because she said, I'm too young to see these pictures, because they were all the people dressed with, you know, big shops, whatever. So I didn't get to see the pictures. But anyway, so he was Rav Yosef Farber. The yeshiva used to quote him a lot, because apparently when the yeshiva went to Israel in some of the earlier times, the yeshiva used to ask him his shaylas. About, he asked in the shabbat whether he should put out a flag on Yom HaAtzmaut, you know, whatever the different shaylas the yeshiva had, how to do things in Israel, he used to ask Rav Yosef Farber. So Rav Yosef Farber was, what? I think they did put out a flag, but then they stopped. But originally, they stopped. Put out a flag. Why? Because it's just not accepted in Israel anymore. But anyway, but the Maisa, the Yeshiva used to quote Rav Yosef Farber a lot. I think Rav Yosef Farber, the famous Musar Vart that the Yeshiva used to say, I think it was Rav Yosef Farber, that's what Rav Isaac shared with Rav Yosef Farber, that a person, the lady who lives next to the train station, on the overground train, and there's a tremendous racket every time the train comes in and out of the station, the whole building shake, and she just sleeps right through it. She doesn't hear all the noise. Doesn't she just sleeps? The train comes in, the whole building shakes. She hears nothing. But if the next door, the baby in the next bedroom wakes up in the middle of the night and starts to make a little noise. She jumps out of bed. What's wrong with the baby? So that was, I think, Rav Yosef Farber. Then the person hears, even when he's sleeping, he hears what he wants to hear. She can, before she went to bed, she told herself, the train you ignore, but the baby you have to listen to. So even when you're asleep, your brain registers which noise to listen to and which noise not to listen to. I think that was his part. I think so.
Didn't Rav Yosef Farber say Shmuz in Yeshiva after Rav Dov was nifter? No, she felt he wasn't ready yet.
I don't know if it was Rav Yosef Farber. There was
or both. Rabbi Shulman.
Rav Shulman used to. It was Rav Shulman. I don't think Rav Yosef Farber said then. I don't think so. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. I don't know. There was Rav Shulman. There was a Rav Elazari and Rav Sado Kohn. That's what Rabbi Chet used to quote. The three people. I don't remember him saying Rabbi Yosef, but it could be. I don't know. I wasn't around then. I don't know. I think it was to go Rabbi Yosef Farber from Eretz. He was in Eretz Israel, but maybe he was in America during the war. Rabbi Yosef Farber had a son who was in America. who was he was visiting the actually this Kew Garden Hills. Okay. Anyway. Okay, so this is so what happened. Yosef Farber died, so Rav Plashinsky, who's his brother-in-law, put out this sefer. So the guys who used to go to Rav Plashinsky, the yeshiva, so that's how we get hold of this sefer. You know, and I don't think it's a famous sefer in the world, but Rav Plashinsky used to give it out to the people. So okay, anyway, so what does he basically say? The Rav Yosef Farber, that he says that the shaila, whether the mitzvah of marrying a besula, is it a mitzvah to marry a besula? Or is it not, assuming you want to get married, you should marry a besula, let's say, but it's a positive mitzvah to marry a besula. Or it's an aveira, just don't marry a be'ula. Okay? So if you learn it's a mitzvah to marry a besula, so then the Gemara is simple. Then there's mamish, the Gemara is simple. You have a lav and an essay, because there's a lav here, don't marry an almana, and an essay, you should go ahead and marry a basuda, versus an essay, you should do yibum. So, of course, a lav and the essay win. But if you say, really, it's not a mitzvah to marry a basuda, it's only an aveira not to marry a ba'ula, so then that's a chara losa say. So that's a chara losa say. Tavis and Daf Gimel Amid Bey said that essay is doiche even two losa says. So the Gemara here is shver. Why should the din be that you cannot do yibum because it's a losa say by say, but in reality it's really two losa says.
The Rambam says it's an essay. That's one of the mitzvahs listed as an essay.
Okay, so Parshat Rashi, who the Rashi says, that Rashi says, okay, I don't know the Rambam too, but Rashi says that if you look at Rashi, Kapazak Katani, let's be Rashi, I'm only going God up. Moshe and Abba Baman is doing the Haina Tarte Reza. Hoda Damani, Vika Lavda Mona Losika, Behold the Buudi, Vika Isser Essay de Gabe. So the shaila is, what is a lava bon neklau essay? So Rashi says, lava bon neklau essay. So the way I always thought, I don't know, I'm not saying it's mukhruch, but the way I always thought, before we get to this sugya, is lava bon neklau essay means that really, it's a lot, because it's a lot. It's a don't do it, except it's a watered down lot, because most lot them you get malchus, lot above the cloud essay, you don't get malchus. So it's a lot. You can't deny it's a lot, because it's an iser. Rashi himself says, it's an iser essay. It's a lot. It's not an it's a lab. It's just lab abo miklau essay, but it is a lab. It's just that it has the din of an essay. So I would have thought without this sugya that it has a din of an essay. The gabi that it's more kal than a losa say, because a losa say you get malchus, and essay you don't get malchus. A losa say you have to spend all your money. For an essay you don't have to spend all your money. There's all kinds of chumras to a losa say over an essay. But you can't deny that it's a lav, because it's a lav upon the klal essay. So if essay is daich a losa say, this is also a losa say. That's what I thought. That's what I would have thought. But obviously here I'm wrong, but that's what I would have thought. I have to understand why I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, you know. Now there's a question is, why is a lav upon the gabi the din of essay doich and losa say is a lav upon the klau essay considered an essay, or is it considered a losa say? That's the shaila, right?
The klau is lav upon the klau essay is a say. We want to make an exception here to say it's a lav.
It doesn't. When it says an essay, it doesn't necessarily mean to say the gabi every single thing under the sun. There's you know, I gave him mashal. There are different types of oils. There's olive oil. There's canola oil, coconut oil. They're all, and there's also bicycle oil and oil for your car. They're all oil, but it doesn't mean they're all the same. Like something could be oil, ligabe. If you're talking about oil, ligabe cooking is considered an oil. If you're discussing oil as far as lighting a fire, I don't know. Can you burn Hanukkah candles with corn oil? I don't know. Well, can you light? Would that work for the menorah? Anyone trying it ever? Taking cottonseed oil or corn oil? Would that burn in a menorah? You know, could be not. So it's only oil. It's good oil for cooking, but it's not good oil for lighting a menorah. You know, so oil. And it might not be good for fixing a bicycle or for putting it to your car, you know. So not the fact that it says it's an essay does not necessarily mean it's an essay that Gabi every single thing under the sun. I don't think so. When it says lava bomb essay, Parshat Shad is the Gemara, when they use that phrase, they were discussing whether or not you get Malkus. That's what I might think. That's what they were just, that's a topic. So they say that it doesn't have Malkus because it's viewed as an essay. But this is a different topic. This is a topic where, you know, there is, in the Gabi Malkus, Elos essay is more cow than, it's more chomer than an essay. So there's a chiddush, a lav, a bo, miklau essay doesn't make it for Malkus. It's worse than a regular losa say. But here, for some reason, whatever the hesber is, an essay doicha losa say, an essay is better than a losa say. So doesn't necessarily mean, because lava bo miklau essay is essay, that it's an essay ligabi the din of essay doicha losa say. Not necessarily true. At least that's what I would have thought.
The Rambam says that's why he counts it amongst the essays because of the rule. Blah, 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 blah. That's why.
Yes, it's I'm saying it, but I would have learned the Rambam that the Rambam is discussing the Gabi, the din of Malkus. The most din and the different essay Daichalosa say is an exception to all rules. In almost every single rule, a losa say is more chomer than an essay, right? An essay losa say you get Malkus. An essay, you don't get Malkus. A losa say you have to spend all your money rather than to do the Avera. For an essay, you only have to spend a portion of your money, a shlish, a chomish, I don't even know, maybe different shittas. But you definitely don't have to spend all your money. That's a Gemara in Baba Kama. By essay, you get rather out, we pass in, you don't need tshuva alone as mechaper. By a losa say you need to go to Yom Kippur. So in all those three areas, a los essay is more chomer than an essay. Ligabi einesh, malchus, ligabi how much money you have to spend, and ligabi kapara. So when the Chazal say lav abo miklau essay, Parshat Shad they were discussing that they're saying it's an essay and it's down. Essays are more cow than los essays. There's one strange area. For a strange reason, that essay is better than a losa say. And everyone discusses why. It's a plia. That's a Gemara on Daf Zayin. It says that it's a little bit of a plia. That essay doicha losa say, right? The Gemara on Daf Zayin says it makes no sense because really a losa say is more chomer than an essay. So why should it? But we learn out from a pasuk that essay doicha losa say. Now, is it a xeris akosif or there's some svara to it? Hopefully there's some svara to it. People get
Ava and Yira.
What?
Ava and Yira, listen.
Okay, so what does Ava and Yira mean? I'll put you on the spot. What does Ava and Yira mean? What does Ava and Yira mean?
Us is positive versus negative, no?
Oh, so if positive versus negative,
and over here is negative.
That when you do something, you're demonstrating love. Because in order to do something, you have to be motivated. You can't, but when you just don't do something, you're only demonstrating yira. So Ava beats yira, that's the Ramban. So then a lava bone McLeod essay, according to any logic of Ava and yira, that's this is yira. You're not doing something. Right? So the thing that the that's a perfect example. There's a logically, according to at least some of I don't know why I say that's a big sugya, but if you use the svara, that's the Ramban svara. The Ramban says the svara as the Ramban in Chumash. I don't think I said that to you, did I? I don't think so. But that's the Ramban in Chumash by the Aseret HaDibros and Shabbos. He discusses Zocher V'Shomer B'Dibur Echad Emra. So he's discussing, the Ramban is discussing what's the difference between Zocher and Shomer. Zocher is an essay and Shomer is a los essay. So he goes off on a tangent, the difference between essay and los essay. So he says this line that essay is Ava and los essay is Yira. And he says, and that's why essay Zocher los essay. So according to the Ramban, the Chayra, Lava Bo Miklau essay is not an action, it's Yira. So an essay should be Deichet, right? And it's exactly what I'm saying. So then Rashi is very strange. What's Rashi saying? Lava Bo Miklau essay. That's Ligabe Malkus. Ligabe other things, but Ligabe essay Deichet Lotz essay, this is a lab. It's a Lava Bo Miklau essay. So it's not an essay, it's a lav. It has a chomer of an essay, but it's a lav, and therefore, as far as essay doicha lo essay, you should say it's doicha.
Isn't it a little complicated? Because when Rebbe's saying a lav is a shmir, we're goof of saying by shev al tas, and in a sense, by a person not doing it. Or being over it. In other words, where does he show that lack, right? By Ava, he's showing a positive. By Lav, he's showing that he is mevatel the Lav, that he's Rabbi says motivation.
Ramban says that when you keep a los essay, Ramban's talking about what happens when you keep it. When you keep an essay, you're demonstrating Ava. When you keep a los essay, you're only demonstrating Yira.
Right, but what happens if you're over it?
Mitzvah, to demonstrate Ava and then to demonstrate the Yira. Therefore, if we have a choice, what do we want you to keep, the essay or the los essay? So we prefer that you keep the essay and demonstrate Ava, then keep the los essay and demonstrate Yira. So according to that logic, then if you had a mitzvah yibum, which by keeping mitzvah yibum, you're demonstrating Ava versus the essay of Be'ula, which not taking a Be'ula, where if you keep it, you're only demonstrating Yira. So according to the Ramban's logic, the mitzvah Yibam should be Deichet. I think so.
Right, but aren't I violating this? I say, because when I'm going ahead and now doing, I mean, over this Lav, and the Torah is saying, Dafka marry a Besula, and I'm going out of the way.
We're saying, no, we're not saying Torah says Dafka marry a Besula. The Zohar is saying that was the Rav Yosef Farber, but the Rashi is saying that it's not marry a Besuda, it's don't marry a Be'ula. That was what Rashi says. Lav abo miklau essay. If the mitzvah is marry a Besuda, then you're right, then everything is simple. If you learn Shad in the Pasuk, like Rav Yosef Farber brought, and that's when I saw the, you know, I think I sent you also the what's that sacred called? The
OL Torah.
What? OL Torah? So I think he said that he brought such an opinion that it's mamish an essay, that the mitzvah is to marry a besuda. Oh, yeah, I got it. The OL Torah. So then, of course, then there's nothing to talk about. Then it's a mitzvah's essay. But our old discussion is assuming, like Rashi. Rashi says, Beferish, it's a lava bon miklau essay, which means that Rashi's holding that there is no mitzvah to marry a besuda. It's only a lav. So if it's only a lav, so the shaila is, why in the world is it why can't an essay be daichet? Right, that's the shaiva.
No, I think what Shmuel is asking is when a person is over transgressing a lav, what is he demonstrating over here? A chisaron in chisaron yira or chisaron in ava?
Demonstrating a chisaron in yira because the Torah said, "Don't do this." So in your when you over. First of all, I think Pshat, I think it's not a relevant question anyway, because I think Pshat and the Ramban is that we're not looking at what you're the negative, we're looking at the positive, because if that'll be backwards. In other words, Ramban is saying Ava is better than Yira. So if you're looking at the negatives and then better, then it's worse to be over a losa than to be over an essay. So Ramban is talking the other way. He says Rambam's looking at the positive, not at the negative. You know what you that you're over. Okay, you're over because you had no brayra, you had einus. That we're looking at the positive. What are you gaining by doing it? So if you're going to keep the losa, say you're demonstrating yira. If you're going to keep the essay, you're demonstrating ava. What you're over, we don't care about, because that's you're only being over because we tell you to do it because that's the right thing to do in this situation. So it's like Onis Rachmana Patre. But the question is, what are you positively gaining? So the Ramban is saying, since it's better to demonstrate Ava than Yira, so we want you to do the Ava. So the Chayra, in this situation, according to the Ramban, we would want you to do Mitzvah Yibam, because by doing Mitzvah Yibam, you're demonstrating Ava. By not marrying a Be'ula, there's no mitzvah to marry a Besula. You get absolutely nothing for marrying a Besula. You have no, according to this Rashi, there's no Indian marrying a Besula. The only thing is don't marry a Be'ula, so that's Yira.
So two lobs.
What?
So it's like one on a safety versus two lobs.
Yeah. So according to Tosfos on Daf Gimel say, the Farish and Essay, don't get two lobs.
So we're making a whole, only according to Tysus is Akasha.
Well, does anyone disagree? Do you know?
I thought there were other Rishonim say that two lavs is stronger than one lav.
Yes, so you're right. So right here, the Ohel Torah says that. The Ohel Torah actually says, and that'd be very nice, he actually says that the Ramban says that it's really that the question is, what would be if there'd be only be an essay versus a lav abo miklal essay, and there's no other lav? Because in our case, you have it's an almana min anesuin. So you have a lav of almana plus the essay of besuda. But what would be if you didn't have a lav? For example, let's say you only had an aveira of Be'uda, or an Avera of he says Mitzri and Adumi, and they're obviously wouldn't be Mitzvah Yibam. Let's say he's not a Kohen Gadol. That's right, not a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedget, and his brother married a Mitzri of Adumi. So now...
Doesn't have to be a Kohen at all.
What?
It doesn't have to be a Kohen at all.
You're right, I'm sorry, you're right. Doesn't be a Kohen at all. Thank you. Your brother married a mitzvah of Adumi, and now your brother died. So you have a mitzvah yibum, but there's a lav abo miklal essay not to marry a mitzvah of Adumi. So whether would the mitzvah yibum be able to be, would the mitzvah yibum be doiche the lav abo miklal essay?
That's a regular lav. Yeah. That's not an essay.
No, it's an essay, because the Torah says that with the source that you can't marry a mitzri v'adumi is from a lav abo miklal essay.
Well, it's rachik mitzri.
But then it says dor
shlishi abo
miklal. No, shlishi abo like that, but I'm saying, okay, I don't know.
Okay, so he says, he brings here, that in the Ohel Torah, he says, in the second line, in the old Dara, because of Rishonim, the who then the ain essay the Yibam Doicha essay greater, Yon Esrei Dimitri Vadumis, came aboard Davis and Amad Beis, Leo Daf Ches. Ule Kamed Daf Mem Dawa. I mean the second line, the third line. Ava Rajba, Tiksuvis, Kosav. The Kimin the essay de Buda the Kohen Gadol ain't no essay gomor. And I have a lav Abba Meklau essay. Lo other me lav the nitre ideo essay. The Kain essay de Mitra Dumi lo other me lav the nitre mitne essay.
That's your kasha.
Right? And then he skip a few lines. Says came of Urbachidushe Ramban. In other words, so it's very beautiful that the Ramban is consistent with his shita. In other words, Ramban is really, he says like the that it's because in other words, he's saying that a lava bomb the chlawa say as a din of the losa say, and shad in our sugya. Is not like Tosfos that an essay can't be Teicha, two Losa says. That's how the Ramban and the Rashba are learning our Sugya. That really, in other words, so it comes out the way he's setting up this old Torah is that it's a Machloikis Rishonim, Wafshah and our Gemara. Rashi's clearly not like that because Rashi says, the lava bar mikvah essay, right? That's not the word. That's not relevant according to the Ramban and the Rashba. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, we don't care if this is a losa say. The word is it's two losa say, and essay can't be taicha two losa say. But Rashi, right? You see, Rashi's clearly not like that, because you see, the Rashi says. Boy, the Be'uda, Hiviga Isser essay, the Lava Bamakwal essay, right? Why would Rashi, if you're learning like the Ramban and Rashba, there's no reason to say Lava Bamakwal essay. So apparently, the setup is that the Ramban and the Rashba are arguing with Taifas and that Gimel and Beis. And they're saying that essay can't be taicha two losa says. Lava bar miklau essay is a losa say, but essay can't be taicha two losa says. But Rashi goes out of his way that says that it's an essay. That means that Rashi holds like Tosfos, that lu yitzori would have been a losa say, then essay could be taicha two losa says. The only reason why it's not taicha is because it's an essay. Right, so it's a very interesting.
Well, that's what it is.
But you see, the Rashi.
You don't have another option.
Not what it is.
I'm saying, quote to Rashi. I'm saying, Rashi's being a Rashi from Rashi. I'm saying, it could be that's what it is. Rashi's telling you the ambition.
Oh, but why would Rashi bother telling it to you? Was Rashi just a Yenta?
Because that's what it is. I'm saying,
why can't I take a pen and cross out this sentence, the lava bar miklau essay. Just cross it out. Rashi should just say, ba'ol de ba'uli, ba'ika eser essay de gabe, de ktiv isha besura ha yikach, de lo ba'ula. Period. Why does Rashi continue talking?
To say that, but that's how you get to that state. I mean,
he said it already. He said it already. Ba'ol de besura de ba'uli, ba'ika eser essay de gabe. Fine. So he told me how we get the Yisr. We have a drasha. Bipsuleo velo ba'ula.
So that would sound like, maybe that sounds like a lav.
So what? So good. So they're going to jump bad, and they can't be deichet to lavim. So that, I don't care if it's a lav or an, I don't care, that's fine. It is a lav, according to
Rabban. The Gemara clearly said it's an assay, right?
But why it's learned from an essay, but it's not. But why is Rashi? I mean, Rashi just went because of the Lashon of the Gemara. It's a lava bar miklau. Because Rashi is about the Mishma doesn't say no say but an essay doesn't say but say. Rashi just bothered by the Lashon. I don't know. We're really saying that the guy, it's really not, if we're all in this sugya, it's really a lousy essay. It just, it's called an essay because it's a, there's no malchus. So that's what Rashi means. Rabbi Bar Miklal, essay. And therefore, that's why it's good. That's what, I don't know, maybe. Oh, the Buddha Vika is there, I think, a bay. I mean, Parsha Pshat, the flow of the Rashi's mouth is talking about why you can't do Yibam. Boy, the Buddha. Yeah, Lava Bar Miklal, essay, and that's why you can't do Yibam. Not like Rashi's going off on a different point. You know, that's the Pashut reading of Rashi. You know, okay.
And also those Rishonim like that who hold that essay is not Docha Tulos essays have to swallow the reading of the Gemara.
Right. Now there's a Gemara really is not relevant. That's a Lava say. It was really relevant. It's just his Tulos essays. But it just happens to be that this is, you know, so it's not that thing. The Gemara is not relevant to the Gemara. So it's a little funny why Rashi would be highlighting it. It's not very relevant. Anyway, just so Shmuel is saying he just wants to miyashiv the lashon of the Gemara. Okay, maybe. But it's not. I'm not so happy with that. But it sounds more like from Rashi that he's explaining why it's not daicha. Okay. So what would that mean that Rashi would hold? Hi, what's the logic of Rashi? How can you say it's not Deiche because it's an essay or even let's say Taibis in Daf Gimel? Taibis on Daf Gimel clearly holds that essay is Deiche too low so says.
Which Taibis is that again, Rabbi?
We actually did that Taibis. Of all the Taibis that we did, Taibis on Daf Gimel in the last Taibis low sasa, Taibis says the three lines down in Taibis. Holoma Fligina Bishumakam, the Alfina Mikloin Bitsitsis, that's it right now, Essay Taikal Ose, Afino Tre Yisure. That even to Yisurim, Essay Taikal Ose. So Taibis clearly says that the Dabar Pashit, that Essay is Taikal Tu Lausa says. It's somewhat strange that other Rishon could argue when Taibis took this on, it's like such a Dabar Pashit, but okay. But that's what they say. But anyway, so according to Taisvis, you have to say this also. Well, truth is, you see, according theoretically, if not for Rashi, maybe, you know, Shmuel has a little bit of a point. In other words, if we only had Taisvis on Daf Gimel, we could say Taisvis held like the Yosef, that it's a real mitzvah essay to marry a besuda, right? And then there'll be no problem. In other words, if not for Rashi's lashon, you could say like this. You could say, if you hold that Taisvis who says that an essay can be daicha too low, so say, will say that besuda is a real mitzvah essay, like that sheet that the Ein Yosef quoted, and the Alter also quotes that from the Malbusha Yontif and the Chemda Shlaimo, that it's a real mitzvah essay. So Taisvis on Daf Gimel, you're going to answer by saying it's a real mitzvah essay. The people that say it's not a real mitzvah essay, they could say essays daicha too low essays. But I'm claiming that Rashi is mashma a third shita, that is really Rashi clearly says it's a lava bum miklau essay, and yet he still says it's mashma that it's not daicha because it's an essay, right? So that's a third shita. So is that okay? There are three ways you can read the Gemara in Yevamos. You can read the Gemara that this is considered like a low sasei, and that's they can't be dacha two low sasei. That's what the Ramban and Rashba say. You can read it like this, that this is a real essay, because it's a mitzvah to go ahead and bedafka marry a besula. And then, of course, it's an essay. But Rashi is mashma, that it's a lava b'miklau essay. There's no mitzvah to marry a besula. There's only a mitzvah to marry, not to marry a be'uda. But the reason why it's not teiche is because it's an lava b'miklau essay. Not because it's treilos essays. It's only because it's an essay. So that question is, what's shot in Rashi? That's the question. I hope I'm being clear. What do you say?
What's the question? What's the question on the floor?
We are saying that if you're learning essay deichalosa, say like the Ramban, that it's because of an action is greater than an inaction, then there's no way you can apply that to that Amana the Kohen Gadol, you should say essay deichalosa say. Unless you say that two essay can't be daicha two lavim, but if you don't hold that sara, then the amana the kohen gadol is not going to be viewed as an essay. The gabi the din of essay daicha los essay amana the kohen gadol should be viewed as an essay as a los essay, not as an essay according to the Ramban. Right, that's what we're assuming. So the shaila is what's pshat in Rashi. Rashi seems to say that the reason why it's not Deiche is because it's an essay. What do you mean it's an essay? It's you, Rashi, yourself are saying it's a lava b'miklau essay. And the Svara, so assuming that Rashi, we agree with the Rabban Svara, that doesn't apply here. Because an action is better than a non-action. So Rashi doesn't make sense.
Bishlam and Taisus? The what? Maybe we had a Bishlam with Taisus.
Well, Taisus, I'm saying Taisus.
It's a real essay.
Theoretically, Taisus could hold that it's a real essay. It's a mitzvah essay to marry a basula. Right? We have that choice. That this is not a lava b'miklau essay, but this is a full-fledged essay, right? We have that. There's a some people read the pasuk. There's a machlekes arishayim how you read the pasuk. Is the pasuk telling you there's a mitzvah to marry a besula, or is the pasuk telling you just don't marry a be'uda? That's what Rav Yosef Farber says. It's a machlekes arishayim. So Taisus theoretically could be learning Pshat Gemara that it's a mitzvah to marry Besula. Okay, so then it's a positive essay. Then there's no problem. The people that don't learn like that and then learn the other Pshat, the mitzvah, they argue with the, like what they love Yosef Farber saying, they learn to also say, you could learn like the Ramban, that essay can't be Deicha to also say. But Rashi, who says that it's unless you daichik Rashi, but Rashi says the problem here is not because it's two laws essays, but rather the problem is because it's an essay, and yet Rashi himself said it's a lava b'miklau essay, so then it's problematic. What is the svara of ein essay daichik laws essay according to Rashi? He obviously cannot be working with the Ramban svara of ein essay daicha lo sasei, because that wouldn't apply here.
I don't know if it's a side point and have a is a Taisus Bishlam a min nesuin.
Yeah.
So Taisus says there that what's the Bishlam? Because you see this chalitza. I'm just trying to figure out. According to Rebbe, that's really too lavin, right?
I didn't say it. I said that according to Taisus isn't. that other Rishonim learn the other two Lavim. Taibis doesn't hold that because Taibis on Daf Gimel says that Esay can be Daichet to Lavim. So Taibis is going to have to learn that it's a full-fledged essay. It's not a Parshav Shad. It's not a Lava B'Mechlau essay.
What are you saying? I said maybe it's a Raya, that Taisis. I'm saying that Taisis says that it should be that's Gufa. He says it should be Mavish like a Chad Yekrisis, that it shouldn't be even be Chalitza. So if you learn Lav but Mechalal say it's just a regular Lav, right? Then you have a problem of then you maybe understand why Taisis shouldn't be bothered by the Kash of Chalitza. Okay. This is Bishlam.
Maybe I'm gonna leave Taisis. Okay. I'm gonna get me off the too confusing. But in my son, in other words, the question we're trying to figure out is Shad and Rashi, the Gemara. You can be miyashev two different ways. Either essay is daicha, essay can't be daicha two laos essays, or this essay, this is a real essay. But Rashi, neither pshat fit into Rashi.
Why is this a greater problem than anybody who holds Lav Abo Mechal essay as essay? I mean, why is Rashi worse than any other Rishon who holds that?
Everybody holds Lav Abo Mechal essay. I think if the Gemara
says, saying, even by essay the Chalos essay, I'm saying even.
But no one says that. I don't know if it's ever discussed anywhere in the sugya of essay de Chalos essay, except over here. You know, normally we're discussing. Whether as far as Malkus, we're discussing as far as saying there are other, many, many other ramifications of being an essay or a los essay. As far as Malkus, as far as how much money you have to spend, as far as tshuva. But here in this sugya, we're discussing as far as essay d'echa los essay. So it's a chiddush that it's considered an essay in the geya to the sugya of essay d'echa los essay. I think according to Ramban, it would not be, even though the Ramban also agrees that Lav Abo Mechlau essay, but not in the sugya of essay Daichalos essay. Right? The Ramban also agrees that the Gemara calls it an essay. Right? The Gemara calls it an essay, but yet the Ramban says that the reason why the Ohel Torah quotes. That they say that the reason why it's not Teiche because it's two los essays. But the Gemara calls it an essay. So it means that they also agree that in London, as far as Malkus, it's an essay. So we say Lava Bo Meklau essay. But as far as our thing is concerned, we treat it like a los essay, not like an essay. But the Rashi doesn't sound that way. I mean, ask you, Dre Rashi, but Rashi seems like he's saying that the reason why it's not Daicha is because it's an essay. That's a little bit hard to understand. Gupa Sina, Ramban doesn't agree with that. That's why Ramban had to argue and say essay can't be Daicha to Los Essay.
So could we just explain one more time how we know Rashi doesn't learn that it's mamash and essay?
No, Rashi is saying it's mamash and essay. Wait, mamash and essay means a mitzvah to marry a basuda?
Yeah.
Because Rashi says it's a lava bar miklau essay. If it's mamash and essay, it's not a lava bar miklau essay. It's a mamash essay. Rashi says the ika ister essay.
I thought Rabbi said that lashon is from a Gemara. Lava Baba Chava say
not over here, Gemara. Not by Be'ula. Rashi says below Be'ula. If you would learn like the Ayin Yosef that's a mitzvah to marry Basula, then you wouldn't say below Be'ula. It's not an isser. It's an essay. No one's. This is Rashi. Only Rashi's lashon.
The Masiris Hashas on the words Lava Baba Chama say that Gemara is it's not talking about this pasuk.
I don't think it's talking about Amon and Kohen Gadol. I don't know. I don't know. If I don't know the what's the name, the Ein Yosef had it sad that it's both. I don't know. I don't think it's talking about here because it's a tzad to say those Rishonim that say that it's a mitzvah to marry a besula, you wouldn't say it's a lav above the cloud. Say it's not a lav, it's an essay. You know, it's a regular essay. It's a mitzvah essay to marry a besula. Why is it called the lav above the cloud essay? The lo buda. It's not lo buda. There's a mitzvah to marry say there's a mitzvah to learn and don't battle. That's not called a lava bar mitzvah essay. That's an essay. There's a mitzvah to learn. If you battle, you're over the mitzvah's essay. You wouldn't call that a lava bar mitzvah essay. It's an essay. There's a mitzvah to daven. If you don't daven, you play basketball instead of davening, you're mevatel the essay. So if the mitzvah is to marry a besula, if you marry a ba'ula instead of a basuda, you're over the essay. You don't call that a lava bar mitzvah essay. The fact that Rashi calls it a lava bar mitzvah essay means that Rashi holds that there is no mitzvah to marry a basuda. I think that's very strong.
Yeah, but Lamaisa, I don't understand. This Yibum, she's a ba'ula.
Yeah. Right. But the problem is, so if you're learning like Rashi, it's a lav abo miklau essay, so it's a lav. So it's an iser. So it should be like two lavim, because it's one lav that she's an almana, and a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. And now there's a second lav that she's a ba'ula. And Taisus on the Gimel Amit Bey says that essay can be deichet to lotna says. So what's shot in this Gemara? So I'm assuming that's why Rashi is coming to answer that question. And Rashi is answering because lava bumiklau essay. That's what I'm assuming. That's what Rashi's doing. Rashi's coming to answer. Don't say that this is too lavin, which is what the Ramban and Rashba say, which would then mean to say that you have to argue with Taisus and say that essay can't be deicha to lavim. No, that's wrong shot. This is not the reason why you can't be deicha is because it's an essay. But what does that mean? How can you say it's an essay when it's a passive action? Not an essay. The whole
story. Who says Rashi necessarily agrees with the Ramban?
Oh, so I happen to agree with you. So the chayra you have to say that Rashi doesn't agree with the Ramban, and Rashi has a different havana why essay is doicha lotzei, and it's not because an action is doicha passive. Right? I think you're right. You have to say a different ezra. So, but I'm still not happy yet because you're just proving he's not the Ramban. But there's a reason why the Ramban said what he said, because you have to give a hesber. Otherwise, seemingly essay doicha lotzei is illogical, because lotzei essay is always more chomer than an essay. So the Ramban, to solve the illogicalness of it, gives his hesber. So if we're going to prove that Rashi doesn't hold the hesber of the Ramban, which Achor is mukhluk from here, so then you're going to have to come up with a different hesber, why essays daichalosa say?
What exactly even is the hesber of the Ramban? It sounds like a lot of fluffy philosophy, but like at the end of the day, if there's an isser, so because it's demonstrating gira, that means like all the mitzias of the isser like disappears.
What he's saying that sounds like what the Ramban is saying is when you look at the positive benefits of keeping the essay versus the positive benefits of keeping the lotzei essay. We're not focusing on the negatives of if you weren't focusing on the positives. So the positive benefits of keeping the essay would be that a person would be demonstrating Ava, because in order to be able to do something, Gira is not enough to motivate a person to do take action, do a job well. Gira mainly only motivates people to be passive, not to do something they want to do. But Gira don't activate you to do something. So the when a person does a loza, say, we only see that he has Yira. Could be he has Ava, but there's no indication. But when a person does an essay, that indicates that he has Ava, because if he didn't have Ava, he wouldn't be motivated to do what he did. Now, yeah, what's interesting, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but it could be he has Ava of Schar. But so it's Mashma from the Ramban that Ava of Schar is also called Ava. Very interesting. That's called Ava too. She wants cars. I want them.
Isn't there scar for like not being over those essay?
Yeah, but you don't see Ava. You know, the
good. I mean, you don't see Ava from like Yosef is omitted in Minnesota like that. You don't see any Ava. No,
says you only see Yira. That's what he basically seems to be saying. That Yira, when a person doesn't do an Aveira, you only see Yira. It could be he has Ava, but it's not being demonstrated. So you don't get schar for the Ava because you don't see it. That you're not acting it. You only get schar from what we see. You don't need Ava to avoid a losa say. Because as long as you have Yira, that would suffice. Didn't Yosef say, Esel Kim Anochi Yare? Right? So Yira is sufficient to avoid Averis. But
Maisa, what does that have to do specifically with there's an Avera Lefanidu? It's you want to do Bris Milah on Shabbos, it's a Malacha. You don't do Malacha, it's very bad, right? So fine, you're demonstrating Ava. What is that? How does that connect to therefore
it's rather you do the Bris Milah and demonstrate Ava than keep Shabbos.
What kind of Indian is that?
Because we want, since the accomplishment of demonstrating Ava is a greater accomplishment than demonstrating Yira. So yeah, we have to
like, don't we see like Moshe Rabbeinu
do the Bris Milah on Shabbos, you'll demonstrate Ava. If you don't do the Bris Milah on Shabbos, you'll demonstrate Yira.
But you also
have to do Avera. Because demonstrating Ava over demonstrating Yira.
Yeah, but if we believe Averas are super chummer, like Moshe would rather said that Mutav Lamas and be Vatra and all the mitzvahs in our soul because we wouldn't do the missing some element of Shlemus. Right? So that Mehechatesi, that just because it's demonstrating Ava, that therefore it makes sense that we should.
So I gather that Ramban is saying that as a negative problem, we're solving because you're, and no matter what, you're going to be an Ines. If we tell you to do the essay, so there's no time on you for the room to low, so say you're an Ines. If we tell you to do the Losa say, then there's no time that you need to do the essay because you're an INS. So the focus is not on the negative. Now, maybe other people disagree. Please don't get me in trouble if tomorrow I say otherwise. But Achayre in the Ramban, Pshat is that we don't look at all at the negative result. Because you if you looked at the negative, it would come out the other way. It also says more chamur.
How did you get that? Who says you can't look at the negative?
That's what the Ramban has to be. Because otherwise, the negative of a loza say is more chamur. Because it shows you don't even have Yira. So, wow, what a terrible person you are. So then loza say should be doicha essay. Because it's worse not to have Yira than not to have Ava. So what the Ramban is apparently saying is that we're not looking at the negative, we're looking at the positive. I think so. Anyway, what basically comes out, let's just summarize what we're holding. What we're holding is that Pashtus, Rashi has to have a new pshat in why essay is not is Deichalos essay. He cannot be working with the Ramban. If you're learning the Ramban, because essay is an action and those essay is passivity, then it doesn't make sense how lava bomb the cloud essay could have a din of an essay. If you come up with a different svara, then the Ramban, then Rashi would make sense. So what we're looking for, a different svara for essay, that's where we will be holding. I could fit into Rashi, right? I think so. Okay. Is that okay? I hope so. Okay, well, let's continue tomorrow, Beshem.
Don't we believe in the intrinsically, there's like, and the Avira Ba'etim is like, all those kofas of Toma, and it's like an evil Metzias, right? Like, it's a big, Ba'etim is like, it's like a big Chiddush. See, I say it's Docha, Bechal, you ever have a situation where you could ever do an Avira, even for the biggest Mitzvah in the world, is a Chiddush, no?
Okay, listen, we're over time. Yeah, I'm not, you're stealing my share for I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see. That's why I took tomorrow. Right now, I don't know that yet. That being evil.
I don't know. It's like one of the most like fundamental hashkafus that we like, in general.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
That, 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 like, that, it's like,
okay. So how do you understand? I say daichel also say.
Rabbi, that just that Rambam I mentioned before with the mitzvahs, he says lava ba mechala say as I say. And in the halacha and with the quote of the Gemara and Bav, he says it's asay dechalos sevasay. Now he says the reason why it doesn't work by Yvam Kalan, he says clearly asay dechalos sevasay. He says he calls it alaba mechala sevasay. He doesn't say it's a positive mitzvah like Rabbi said in Rashi. He doesn't say it's a positive mitzvah to go marry a besula. But yet when it comes to the halacha itself, it says I say not the chalosev ve'asei. That's the reason why it doesn't work. So that he obviously quits.
Same question.
Right, I'm saying.
Okay. All right, fine. Okay, Shikach, everybody. Okay, good night.
Thank you, good night.
Thank you.